golf course.
Yeah, it is a big spider there. Y'all have any poison?
No, none of them. I do those other things. You see how they make a web to get all up under the house? But they're not poison, they're little spiders. Yeah, just what they call a house spider.
Yeah.
They got them all over down here. We don't have a poison spider. Like that.
When you had cleaned up in the room a while, you'll see a big...
Oh, yeah, spider web, man. Yeah. And you got the big, big... Mom, this type of kind, and these types of buildings, they get all over. All over. You got spider webs every week.
You can find them just about.
Any little crack you see, you'll find one. We'll sit down, like underneath the house. Upstairs, you don't see too much of that. It's down here where it's moving.
Yeah.
I like to see where they spin their web.
Yeah. Now, what about that thing that has a long body and it catches mosquitoes? They'll come and land on your fishing pole, you know, like a non-nigger pole.
Yeah, they call them mosquito hogs, but I think they call it a dragon something. I don't know. That's what the birds that you see, like we got those cages up here for the purple martins, they feed on that and mosquitoes.
Yeah.
So we build a cage on the purple martin during the summer months. Yeah, I got this thing up there for purple martins. It's got 22 compartments. And the purple martin stays there, and they feed on the mosquitoes. They eat something like 2,000 mosquitoes a day.
Oh, they eat their weight.
Their weight mosquitoes, that's what that is.
And I think they eat their weight in about 48 hours time.
Well, let's just try to ride them. We need them here. They got a picnic here with all the mosquitoes they got.
Yeah.
So we get to where we're immune to mosquitoes. How are they feeling? It would have to be plentiful for me to feel them. Because you get used to that. When you're not used to them, always scratching and hitting and all that, you're not used to that. I'm used to that kind of stuff. You get used to that like anything else.
Yeah. Kind of stinging insects.
We got the green-haired fly, we call them horse flies. When you got cattle and all, they hang around them many days. Boy, they do a job too with this thing. You know it's there. And they got a little deer fly, little yellow fly, and then your mosquitoes.
Okay. Any kinds that would build nests, paper nests?
Wasp. You got some yellow jackets. You just go out in that marsh about this time of year where they got a lot of grass. You'll find out that they're around.
What about the ones that build kind of mud nests?
We call them mud daubers. Like if you're not screened here, they'd have them all over. If they wouldn't have the screen. When it's not screened, you look in the corner, you see a big old nest right up in that corner. You got to break them down. And then when you think about it, if it's not...
They don't bother you.
They don't bother you, so you just might leave it there till they... No, you don't. When you're a young kid, you don't want to destroy everything. You see, when you get old and read about all that, see how those things help. They've got some job to do. In other words, Mother Nature provided them for something to do. Well, you kind of look the other way. You don't destroy as much. Like when the old nigger shooter, every time you see a bird, man, you whack him. you let it... But now, you just... Most of the birds that are killed are consumed as food. People eat them. They don't just kill to kill. Mm-hmm. Well, of course, you always got some of them that'll do it, but most of them, when they kill something down here, it was to eat. It wasn't just to destroy. No matter what you kill, if it was an egret, which is completely outlawed, or a heron, those big black herons, they catch you killing one now, they'll hang you. They got federal laws against all that. I imagine they had in those days too, but people would go kill a heron to eat. You had to have it or die. I mean, you'd starve to death.
Yeah.
It was either survival or the fittest.
Did you ever see the ones that would build big nests about the size of a football? Those big, big things? You don't have them here? Hornets?
No.
Okay. Now, when you're walking through the woods without socks on or shoes, these sort of things would burr into your skin.
Yeah, my ants. The body got them. You got fire ants, big, we call them maybe. Big ants, little ants, fire ants, red ants.
Any kind of bugs? Chiggers or red bugs?
Red bugs, you get a lot of red bugs, you'd have that, but those. And ticks and things like that for the animals. You had to, we used to take all, when they